Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Battles I Fought and Won, presented by Audible Legible Radio and brought to you by Simplecast. So I realize now that I'm in that time when, I'm in Colorado. But let me just go back for just at least a part of this segment. And I'm really kind of like hit home about like the time I think I discussed about. I remember being there and listening to the Ghostface album when my mom and dad had split up. And you know, even during the time when my mom and dad were together, Wu-Tang played a very large role in my early development as a young impressionable artist. And I'll explain how. So up till then, there wasn't any groups or artists that were conscientious in the way that they were. They weren't displaying self-discipline or promoting those kind of things or advocating for those kind of things up until then. At least, to my experience up to then, that was all I had to draw as far as on a comparison. So those records for me were very detrimental in regards to helping me find out that I didn't have to do things in the way that everybody from where I was from was saying that the way that I had to do things. I realized that I could do things a little bit differently. I could do things my way. And so that kind of translated in a lot of different directions. The way that I wrote, the way that I delivered what I wrote, the tones that I used, all really had a lot to do with what I saw from Wu-Tang Clan. And so I just thought I would hit that home, because that was I studied that a lot of like my buddies and me, we would sit around getting stoned, or you know, even when we were drinking, listening to this music and studying these things. And see, for me, like, I was studying it with regards to how I was going to apply these things in my own personal life, how I was going to apply them as an artist. But these were things that, and it's crazy because some of those friends that I have now, most of them are still all diehard Wu-Tang fans. While there were some guys that I knew, even as they were fans, that they weren't true fans back then. I could just kind of feel it. And now to see that the kind of stuff that they're into and the kind of stuff that they're pushing is like, now don't get it twisted. I got a 19-year-old son who likes all kinds of music, the trap music included. And I'm not gonna say that there isn't stuff that I don't like, because there is. It's catchy. It's what it's designed to be. But on the whole, music from when I came from and before me, it was beautiful. It was just amazingly beautiful. So now fast forward again. So I'm back in California from Colorado. While I loved all my time there, and looked like my future was going to end up going back there at some point, my future at that present moment was going back to California to be a part of my son's life. And so I did that. And, you know, got back into nursing and out there and was focused on basically that for a long time. And then I, somewhere in the midst, I changed careers. I got into driving, just the depression and everything that I was dealing with at the time. I wanted to, you know, experience something different. And in doing so, I ran into some old folks that I grew up with, and realized that there was a lot of things that were still going on in the community, the hip hop community. There was a lot of these places to go perform at and things that were still going on. So I was like, okay. And I had a friend at the time, Danielle, who was kind of helping me through my depression and stuff. And she said, hey, you should come out with me and my friends. We're going to this open mic. So I said, okay. It's this place called Kelly's Pub. I don't believe it's there anymore, but it used to be right there in Arcadia. It used to be hosted by a dude, Mike Hempstead, which I knew who he was, and he knew who I was. He was a cool cat. Like, I'm familiar with him through the Project Bloat and all that back in the days. But it was just good to be at a place where I could be around hip-hop again out loud. And so I was, you know, very thankful that she took me there. And from then, I kind of just started showing up, because I showed up, started busting. I remember the guys from Area 51 were right there. It was just a great night, you know. And so from that moment, I decided, okay, I'm gonna get back into this. And I think I went and bought some little Cubase Tascam setup from Guitar Center. And it was probably like $120-$130 or something like that. And I got the whole little interface and headphones, and it was silly. But it worked. I can't say that it didn't work, because it did. And I got on my way. And really got serious about trying to learn these things. So at that same time, I had my buddy that I grew up with in Norwalk before we had moved, Mike Garcia, who actually his brother Richard hit me up, and he was like, hey, Ewok, what's up, dude? Mikey's starting up a record label, and he was asking about you. So I was like, cool, you know. And he did. And, you know, we ended up, and so this must have been, what, 2006 2007. And I'm gonna tell you right now, this dude was already working on with Ableton. He got it when it was like nobody was messing with Ableton at that time. At least no one I knew. And, you know, his then wife-to-be really believed in what he was doing. And between them, they invested a healthy bit of money to make G-Style Records, which was his record label, a reality. And he did it. He did it all the way through. And so I was working with him for, gosh, it was a couple of years, I believe. And then we had a conflict of interest. And I ended up going on just to do things on my own. And he ended up going on to become very successful in his label. So big ups, G-Style Records. You know what I'm saying? Like, in So in doing that, I kind of like solidified myself as a figure, having been on Husky Radio and doing a few shows already. I was already, and being at open mics and stuff, it was like people already were, getting used to the idea that I was a figure in hip hop again, and I was, you know, out here putting out music, and, you know, in digital format. I was putting things out on SoundCloud, and I was putting it out on Bandcamp and Reverb Nation, but I didn't have any, I had CDs, so if, you know, I had free CDs, and I would sell CDs as well, but it was really just an attempt to kind of like validate, hey, look, I'm, you know, I remember doing a show, actually, it wasn't even a show. It was before I got my first show at the Rehab. Big ups to homie Architect and Momentum. They used to have this thing out there in Fontana called the Rehab at Loretta's Lounge. And they had a lot of folks, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know Noah James was out there. Big ups Common Ground. Pause One. Big ups to Pause One Podcast. Yeah, there was a lot of us that had went out there, but this was before I had actually gotten on a flyer. I went and did an open mic, killed it, and I had a stack of CDs, right? True story. And I was giving them out, and, you know, literally giving them out. And this one dude came after I'd given out probably like 14 CDs already, and this dude came over. It was like, here, my girlfriend told me to give you this. And, you know, he gave me $5. And I was like, oh, shit. Okay, thank you, man. And so, like, I had people asking me, how many songs are on here? I was like, oh, like 15 songs. They're like, really? That's like a whole album. I was like, yeah, you know, some of them are like only a minute or 2 minutes. They're like, yeah, but that's, you know. So I ended up walking out of there with like $70. And it felt good because I was like, okay, like, This is definitely validating. That definitely means that, you know, like, what I do hasn't just been, I mean, even though everything I've done has been very personal, and it's been like I enjoy it, and if I enjoy it, I figure someone else would enjoy it. So in doing that, I realize now that I helped other people realize that I'm pretty good at this, you know? And so that confidence stuck with me, and I just kept hitting the spots wherever I could go, wherever I could be heard. I just was eager and super ambitious. And at this point, I felt like I was really honing my talent. And so there I was, right? Doing shows wherever I could, even to the point where I remember I did a show at Second Street Jazz Club, right there on Second Street in Little Tokyo, and the homie came over to me and was like, hey, I got a spot here around the corner on First and San Pedro. It's a little sushi bar. Let me go introduce you to the owner. Like, cool, hell yeah. So he's already got a situation where he's got a every 2 weeks that he's going to be doing there, called Indigenous. So I was like, all right, cool. Well, it's on a corner. I had already had this little show that I had online set up called the Culture Corner. So I just called my little bi-weekly the Culture Corner. And I had everybody out there. So I've had big ups Spliff Hemingway, big ups The Process before they were Cloud Makers, you know what I'm saying? Thesis. You know, I had so many Pause One again. DJ Roach, DJ Otech, Husky Radio. Those guys were, you know, those guys were my resident DJs. I fucking love those guys. And the thing is that, like, I didn't, anybody who knows me knows I didn't get rich from hip hop. As a matter of fact, I've given so much to hip hop. A lot of times I broke even. Sometimes I took losses. But it was all for, with the intention that this was going to be, that I was going to put on dope shows. And I think I did that, you know, I think I did that. It's left up to the interpretation of the people who were there. And, but just to be able to say that I was a part of it. And then, of course, I did that for about a year. And then, my friend Jelani Kimball, who, used to host, well, he still hosts the Ill Spot, but used to be in conjunction with the Noise Academy back in Pomona, which used to be the old Taco Nazo, which was a, gosh, I don't even remember what it was then. It was like a Greek restaurant. And Aladdin Jr. We used to host that, and it was dope. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music from that time. Some Wu-Tang, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
What y'all thought, y'all wasn't going to see me? I'm the Osiris of this shit. Wu-Tang is here forever, motherfuckers. This 97, I, my niggas and my niggerettes, let's do it like this. I'ma rub your ass in the moonshine. Let's take it back to 79.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and hypotheses. Can't define how I be dropping these mockeries. Lyrically perform armed robbery. Flee with the lottery. Possibly they spotted me. Battle scarred shogun. Explosion when my pen hits. Tremendous. Ultraviolet shine blind forensics. I inspect view through the future. See millennium. Killer bees sold 50 gold, 60 platinum. Shackling the matches with drastic rap tactics. Graphic displays melt the steel like blacksmiths. Black Wu jackets. Queen bees ease the guns in. Rumbling with patrolmen. Tear gas laced the function. Heads by the score, take flight inside of war. Ticks hit the floor, die hard fans demand more. Behold the bold soldier, control the glow slowly. Proceeds the blow, swinging swords like Shinobi. Stomp grounds and found footprints in solid rock. Who got it locked, performing live on your hottest fly.
As the world turns, I spread like germ. Bless the globe with the pestilence. The hard-headed never learn. This my testament to those burned. Play my position in the game of life, standing firm. On foreign land, jump the gun out the frying pan. Into the fire, transforming to the Ghost Rider, a six pack and a street car named Desire. Who got my back in the line of fire holding back? What? My peoples, if you with me, where the fuck you at? Niggas is strapped and they trying to twist my beer cap. It's court adjourned for the bad seed from bad sperm. Herb got my wig fried like a bad perm. What the blood? Clots. We smoke pot and blow spots. You wanna think twice? I think not. The iron lung ain't got to tell you where it's coming from. Guns of Navarone tearing up your battle zone. Rip through your slums.
I twist darts from the heart. Try to intrude, loop my voice on the LP. Martini on the slang rock, certified chatterbox. Vocabulary dawn and talking. Tell your story walking. Take cover, kid, what? Run for your brother, kid. Run for your team. And your six can't rhyme groupies. So I can squeeze with the advantage and get wasted. My deadly notes reign supreme. Your fort is basic compared to mine. Domino effect, arts and crafts. Paragraphs contain cyanide. Take a free ride on my thought. I got the fashion. Catalog for all y'all that all praise due to God.
The saga continues. Wu-Tang, Wu-Tang.
Olympic torch flaming, we burn so sweet. The thrill of victory, the agony defeat. We crush slow, flaming deluxe slow. Poor, judgment day cometh. Conquer, it's war. Allow us to escape hell. Globe spinning bomb. Pocket full of shells out the sky. Golden arms. Tune spit the shitty Mortal Kombat sound. The fake ball step make the blood stain the ground. A jungle junkie, vigilante tantrum. A death kiss, catwalk, squeeze another anthem. Hold it for ransom, tranquilize with anesthesias. My orchestra, graceful, music ballerinas. My music Sicily, rich California smell. An axe kill adventure, paint a picture well. I sing a song from Sing Sing, sipping on ginseng. Righteous wax, chaperone, rotating ring
kings. March of the wooden soldiers, see cypher punks couldn't hold us. 1,000 men rushing in, not one nigga was sober. Perpendicular to the square, we stand gold like flare. Escape from your your dragon's lair. In particular, my beats travel like a vortex through your spine to the top of your cerebral cortex. Make you feel like you busting up from raw sex. Enter through your right ventricle, clog up your bloodstream. Hot terminal like Grand Central Station. Program fat bass lines on ovation. Getting drunk like a fuck, I'm ducking 5-year probation.
War of the masses, the outcome disastrous. Many of the victim families saved their ashes. A million names on walls engraved in plaques. Those who went back received penalties for their acts. Another heart is torn, his close ones mourn. Those who stray, niggas get slayed on the song.
The track renders helpless and suffers from multiple stab wounds and leaked sounds that's heard. 93 million miles away from K1 to represent the nation. This is a gathering of the masses that come to pay respects to the Wu-Tang Clan. As we engage in battle, the crowd now screams in rage. The High Chief Jamel Ari takes the stage. Light is provided through sparks of energy from the mind that travels in rhyme form, giving sight to the blind. The dumb are mostly intrigued by the drum. Death only one can save self from. This relentless attack of the track spares none.
Yo, 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 fuck that. Look at all these crab niggas laid back. Lampin' light and gray and black. Boom is on my man's rack. Codeine was tossing your drink. You had a navy green. Salamander fiend. Bitches overheard you scream. You two-faced and scum of the slump. I got your whole body numb. Blowing like Shalimar in 81. Sound convincing. $1,000 cork pop convincing. Hands like Sonny Liston. Get fly permission. Hold the fuck up. I'll fasten your wig. Bad luck. I'll humiliate. Separate the English from the Dutch. It's me. Black noble Ju Ali. Came in threes. We like the Genovese says so. Season these degrees is earth. 93 million miles from the first rough turbulence. The wave burst, split the megahertz.
Hey yo, that's amazing. Gun in your mouth, talk. Verbal foul hawk. Connect thoughts to make my man chow walk. Swift notarizer, blue tank. All up in the high riser. New York gang visor. Word tranquilizer, just a dosage. Delegate my clan with explosives. Wow, my pen blow lines ferocious. Mediterranean, see y'all. The number one draft pick. Tear down the beat guard. Then delegate the guard, the seagull. The swift chancellor. Flex the white gold tarantula. Track truck diesel. Play the Uyghur. Substantula. Max mostly. Undivided then sliding. Sickening. Guaranteed. Made him jump like Rod Strickland.
No tricks. No tricks, baby.
Yeah.
No tricks. No tricks,
y'all. Check it out, y'all. Let's fly. Wonderful.
Yeah, y'all.
Tony Stark. Tony Stark. Monday night. Tony Stark. Tony Stark. Tony Stark.
Good shit. Good shit. Big checks. I'm going to stay wise. Keep your eyes open.
It's only like 5% out of 100. Through the lights, cameras in action, glamour glitters and gold. I unfold the scroll, plant seeds to stampede the glow when I'm deceased. But in the beast, to rise like yeast, to conquer peace, leaving savages to roam in the streets, live on the run. Police paying me to give him my gun. Trick my wisdom with the system that imprisoned my son. Smoke a gold leaf, I hold heat nonchalantly. I'm graunchy, but things I do is real, it never haunts me. Wow, funny style, niggas rolling a pal. Booster heads profile on a bus to Rikers Ave. Holding weed inside they pussy with they minds on the pretty things in life. Props is a true thug's wife, it's like a cycle. Niggas come home, some will go in. Through a bullet, come back, do the same shit again. From the womb to the tomb, presume the unpredictable. Gun salute life rapidly, that's the ritual.
Perhaps bullets bust, niggas discuss mad money. True lies and white guys, we can see you through the eyes. Catch the most on tape, kilos disintegrate. Pyrex pots, we break fiends, licking plates. In the building, niggas building, like little children staring. The older niggas ain't caring. Sirens circling, fiends are lurking in your baggage. Oh, one's gone now. What? Smack him in his cabbage in the woodwork. Crack sales bubble like Woolworths in the projects. Richest niggas rocking all the real work. Police questioning. Rooftop cats investing in. Trading in they Lexuses. GS is sending messages. 2 and 2 makes 4. Crystals crazily poor. Gun wars, my crew fail them like swords.
With the green levers, 100-pound snakes and cakes. Fiends found the lakes. Jealousy jakes. We shake. What I strive for is what I live for. Infatuated by material thing in this wildlife for war life somewhere over the rainbow. I see a big pot of gold, future stacks, so I hold thousands of cracks bagged up inside the shoebox. Don't keep jacking my lap, don't want to see Tupac. Got 2 spots of new locks, fluttering rocks, shootouts making me hot. Crooked cops, bad Tony in the ball drop. In and now I'm banging niggas for slot time. Hurry up, Duke, I'm next show line. And what the fuck is you looking at? By the way, young blood, hit me off with that green bay hat. Watch it back inside the hall. New niggas slide through like doors, yo. They're staring in the mess on your adrenaline run. Cigarette niggas be swindling. New jack surrendering. Come home not remembering. Made bail with different
oversized kicks on, a white dress shirt, looking gay in the yard, and you got hurt. Flashbacks for the day room, mop bringing style. Your faggot ass got bashed, trying to turn it down. You told your boo you was wildin'. Once you heard Wu, out of the blue, your family's from Shaolin. High class cooks, throw on vests out of phone books. Infirmary niggas are screaming, oh good juice. Sharpen toothbrushes, 190 mix with baby oil and shit. Your man's in the kitchen stashing ice picks. While I'ma end this with a big red cherry on top. Me, Nas, and Ray got the best product on the block.
My whole team is up, for
throw your hands
shit
up.
Good shit, nigga,
back the
next time, don't
say whatever your
Hawaiian style. Keep your eyes open and you're wildin' in your fly shit. Grizz a ghost,
floating
chef,
on the
Nas, niggas in the profit.
Religion did nothing but divide.
The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth.
I strolled through the books of Job to unfold and open Bibles instead of hoping on revivals. Calling on his name and screaming hallelujah. When he hallelujah, that's how the devil fooled ya. See, look into my eyes, brethren. That's the lies of a reverend. Why should you die to go to heaven? The earth is already in space. The Bible I embrace. A difficult task I had to take. I studied till my eyes were swollen and only arose when I found out that we were the chosen. I deal with the truth and build with the youth and teach my son as he kneels on the stoop. Son, life is a pool of sin, corrupted with foolish men and women with wicked minds who build picket signs to legalize abortion, the evil eye extortion. I quit, son, with my wisdom. Before I converted, I was perverted, and knowledge was asserted. The study of wisdom, I preferred it. The understanding, it gave me mental freedom. I even learned Caucasian, but really, the tribe of Edom. The white image of Christ is really Caesar Borgia. And the second son of Pope Alexander, the sixth of Rome. And once the picture was shown, that's how the devils tricked my dome. I prophesied to save a man, but no one gave a damn. From my nation, the seed of Abraham. Blessed with the tongue of Hebrew. Now we strung on needles, and some are plunging evil. So study and be wise in these days of darkness. Peace to my nephew Marcus.
The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt. The first shall be last, and the last shall be first. The basic instructions before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe quest to universe. And through my research, I felt the joy and the hurt.
structures before leaving Earth. Life is a test, maybe questions.